Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight positive developments at the primary level. On this week's program, we visit Zion Hill Primary School. Stay tuned. Located in Richmond, St. Mary, Zion Hill Primary School prides itself as having a strong focus on academics and athletics.
We have done well in athletics. We have been the district association champion for the last 3 years. So we are good in that area, but our emphasis at Zion is really academics.
Principal of Zion Hill Primary, Lenford Purcell. Mr. Purcell says work is being done to tackle the problem of an inconsistency in the school's literacy and numeracy rates. Since 2013, the results of the grade 4 literacy tests have been mixed.
In the literacy in 2013, we were 97% and in numeracy 85%. In 2014, we were 76% literacy, 75% numeracy. In 2015, we went back to 93% literacy and 73% numeracy. Just this school year, the result came out and we were 85% literacy and 74% numeracy.
A reading program has been implemented to place strong focus on literacy skills.
So we are taking on the reading problems from grade one. So we have a reading program which we have asked for the ministry for some assistance. That program is in place and we hope that we can see some real progress.
The school has had some excellent results in the grade 6 achievement test, GSAT.
We did exceptionally well in 2014 in our GSAT. We're out of 40 students, we sent 25 to traditional high schools, with 37 going into the traditional high school and the St. Mary Technical High School. So that was a very good performance. So we have been doing well over the years.
With strong support from the Parent Teachers Association, Zion Hill Primary has been able to meet some of its needs.
I have a very, very, very good Parent Teachers Association. If you notice, the school has been paid and most of the sponsorship was gathered by the PTA. So they got almost all of the sponsorship to pay.
Mr. Purcell's vision is to build an auditorium for the school, where students can sit exams as well as for the hosting of school functions.
Yes, as a school, we need to have somewhere to do our examinations, to have our functions without dismantling our school. Because with that, we are destroying the furniture over the years and we are destroying the teaching aids, the mobiles and all the other charts that the teachers would put on.
Principal of Zion Hill Primary School, Lenford Purcell. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or a high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Callaloo and fried dumpling.
Callaloo? Where you get it from? You plant callaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and pee, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the callaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me callaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me no have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.